Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Yesterday, we told you about the invasion of Area 51. People were gathering at a site outside of Area 51 so they wouldn't get shot.
Storm the gate!
They wanted to storm the gate and see aliens. This all started on Facebook a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Well, how is day two with this motley group of people, alien chasers? Let's talk to Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, who is in Rachel, Nevada, outside of Area 51. Alex, have you survived day one?
Well, I've survived with minimal probing, and as I'm talking to you right now, there is a guy driving by on a bike that has a giant 10-foot inflatable... Oh, he just fell off his bike. A 10-foot inflatable alien driving by. This thing continues. I mean, more people showed up today. It's still not 2 million people. It's still not 20,000 people. Maybe it's 300 people, but it's not a ton of people. And they actually did storm this morning right around 4 a.m.
What?
75. It wasn't 2 million, but it was not 7,500, not 75,000, 75 who showed up. Many of them were in alien costumes. And they, when they showed up, police were there, federal agents were there, knowing they were going to show up. And in those costumes, they kept running up to the gate, and then they would run backwards. And then they would run up to the gate, and they were having fun with the cops. The cops were laughing and taking pictures and having fun. And then most of them came back here and went back to doing what they did all night last night and started drinking beer. And that's what they've been doing. A guy named Jeffrey, who's a paranormal investigator, He is two rows. I'm in our RV parking spot right now, the ABC RV parking spot. Two rows over. He's sitting there. He has two aliens. I mean, they're like life-size aliens that stand there on each side of him. And he's sitting in his lawn chair right now drinking beer after he stormed Area 51 earlier today. There were, though, two people who were detained. One for, she's a 19-year-old. As she was pretending to cross over the gate, she crossed over the gate. A little bit of her body did. They grabbed her.
Oh!
They gave her a little bit of a lesson and then let her go. The other guy peed on the gate, and nobody has seen him since. Nobody knows where he is. He disappeared.
He urinated near the gate?
Yeah, you don't pee on the Area 51 gate when they grab you.
Oh, did an alien abduct him? Is that what they're trying to say?
An alien with a badge, I guess. We don't know where he was taken to. Probably the Lincoln County Jail.
Oh.
But all the people who were there, they say they saw the deputies grab him, and they took him off to the side, and then he disappeared. So either he is in the alien locker in Area 51 right now, or in the jail, or maybe they let him go. But... that was the most serious crime, is a guy urinating on the gate.
Are you listening to the Big Four at Four? Four big blockbuster stories to start the hour. This is Big Story One. We're being joined by Alex Stone. He is in Nevada, and it's the Area 51 storm where two people got detained trying to, you know, get over the fence.
Jeez.
Alex, there's like one small hotel. There are 40 people in this town.
And the town people don't want these people here.
Did you sleep in your car like you told us you might yesterday?
Yeah, no, I slept in the back of the rental car. I put the seats down.
Jeez, man.
Kind of a crossover SUV. Put it down. I brought a pillow with me, slept on that. It did get darn cold overnight, though. Got into the 30s.
I bet.
And, yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was a little too cold. But other than that, it was good. It was fine. Glad it was only one night that I'm staying, and not the three that many of the folks here are staying. But they're sticking around until Sunday, many of them. But what they're doing here now, I don't really know. I mean, as I look around right now, they're all just kind of sitting in beach chairs around their RVs. People are walking around. They're just kind of moseying about. The bands, one tried to play last night, but it was too cold and rainy. There were like 10 people hopping around in front of the stage, and then finally they gave up, and they went back to their RVs. There really wasn't anything going on last night. So I don't know if the crowd will thin out at some point, but I say thin out. It never got thick.
I was going to say, Alex, I know.
Are you listening to the Big Four at Four? Four big blockbuster stories to start the hour. This is Big Story One. Alex, did one of those freaks kind of peer in your car while you were sleeping to watch? You know, I mean.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying they're freaks. I'm just saying that they're
interesting
folks.
Yeah.
who they're into whatever they're into, and if not that, they've just been drinking a lot of beer, and you know, they're fun for that reason.
I'm sure you locked the door to your car before you shut your eyes.
I actually don't think I did. Who
what?
Knows what I could have woken up to?
Oh, for crying!
Well, he's in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, an alien could have gotten
in. Yeah, that's true. Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent in Rachel, Nevada, in the middle of nowhere, outside of Area 51. So what's on the calendar today, Alex? You're going to go to a concert? You're going to go to a restaurant? What's on the festivity schedule today?
Well, that's the problem. There is no schedule
right.
for this thing. Nobody knows what's going on. And the organizers, they don't know how many people are going to come and go. They don't really know what's going on. You know, we're pretty late in the day now, and nobody has taken the makeshift stage. And they've been playing techno, like EDM dance music all day, which, you know, beyond that, I don't know what they're playing. Nobody's dancing. Everybody's just
right.
walking around.
Do you think this is really going to last?
They're all drunk. They're not going to dance. They're all drunk.
Right. Do you think this is going to last until Sunday? I mean, come on.
I don't know. Yeah, especially now that the storming is over. I think the folks with the... you know, whatever the storming was, that with RVs, they may begin to peel out. You know, those who are in tents, I don't know. Maybe they're doing what they're doing inside the tents, so maybe they're having fun. A couple of food vendors have shown up from Vegas. They did last night. They're not getting a lot of business, though, because everybody was told to fend for yourself, to come here with food because there was going to be no food. The little alien is not serving food right now. So most people showed up.
The hotel.
Plenty of food. They don't need to buy anything.
How do you spell that? The Little Ailey Inn.
It's little, and then it's ale. There's a lot of apostrophes in it. I don't know where the apostrophes are. Ale, like a beer, and then inn.
Oh,
I-N-N, like an inn. Yeah.
You didn't get that?
No, I did. Okay. Ailey Inn. Okay.
Didn't people start doing this around 3 in the morning, like storming the gate? Is that when it happened?
Yeah, they wanted to do 4 a.m. for two reasons. So they met up at 3 a.m. right outside the little alien. And they chose that time for two reasons. One, they thought, and again, this shows you that it wasn't done locally, the planning. They thought it was going to be horrendously hot, but it's like maybe upper 60s and windy during the day.
Wow.
And it was about 30 to 35 degrees this morning. So everybody froze their heinies off as they did it. But that's the planning was. They didn't do it in the heat of the desert during the day. And then the other reason, so when they thought it was going to be 2 million people, so they could overwhelm authorities at nighttime and come running in. Well, when it was 75 and they knew they were coming, wasn't much of a challenge there.
I don't think that's the reason they did it at 3 a.m. They were still up. They were still drinking. They had to storm Area 51 before they crashed.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to do it before.
That's accurate, too. That is 100% accurate.
Yeah. It's like old school. We're going streaking.
Let's go streaking.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's it. They knew if they slowed down at all, they would have been face flat in their beds, in their RVs, or in their tents. They had to do it.
Alex, is this the worst assignment you've ever gotten?
I don't know if the worst or the craziest. This one's ranking up there, though.
Alex Stone, ABC News, who is in Nevada where they're trying to storm Area 51. Just leave now. There's nothing to
get
see
out
there.
Of there.
Get out of there. Have a great weekend.
All right, I'm running. I'm not getting probed. See you guys later.
No, oh, man. All right. The craziness that is the storm on Area 51. That is.
They went up to the border of Area 51, right. but did not cross the border.
That's big story one. Coming up in big story 2, 3, and 4, we've got big news. We've got maybe a Trump scandal, and troops are headed to Saudi Arabia. That's coming up.
The Big Four at 4. Big story 2.
I think the biggest part of the deal for the Democrats is that it would be kind of a welcoming invitation, say you're welcome to participate in their primary, and you hope that as a result of that, more of those people than would otherwise occur might tend to vote Democratic in November.
That's Dr. Mike O'Neill, KTAR News political analyst. Here's what he's talking about. Arizona Democrats will decide this weekend, maybe we'll allow independent voters to participate in the Democratic 2020 presidential preference election here in town.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea when you're including a... Look, we know last time, the last election, you had a third, a third, and a third. That's how the voters are skewed now. Third Democrat, third Independent, third Republican. What did Kyrsten Sinema do? She courted the Independent vote because she knew she kind of sort of had the Democrat vote. To me, it's a no-brainer. And as Dr. Mike O'Neill said, it's an olive branch. It's a welcoming. Maybe they're more inclined to vote Democrat because they do get to cast their ballot in the presidential preference primary.
For the Democrats.
Correct.
They don't have
right.
to change their party either.
Right.
And the Republicans are skipping the presidential preference election.
Because they have an incumbent.
They have an incumbent in Trump, and that's it. So the Democrats, are they trying to use independents to turn the state blue? We'll have to wait and see. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories to start the hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
Multiple sources telling ABC News that whistleblower complaint involved a phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine earlier this summer. While we don't yet know the details of the call, the Washington Post reports the president made a promise to a foreign leader, alarming one administration official who filed a complaint with the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community.
Okay, is this a scandal? Not yet. Is it building to one? Who knows? But when Trump talked to the Ukrainian president, there are sources now that are reporting Trump tried to tie aid to the Ukraine for the release of political dirt on Biden and Biden's son.
Okay, so why would the Ukrainian government have any dirt on Biden? Well, the answer to that is Trump used the conversation in July to push 8 times, hey, talk to my lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Talk to him about some kind of dirt between a Ukrainian gas company, Joe Biden is vice president, pulling the dogs off of an investigation of that gas company, mm-hmm. and Hunter Biden, who is part or has some kind of dealings with the Ukrainian gas company. So to say, to go over what you said, is it a scandal yet?
No.
Not yet. But some people are suggesting, is Trump trying to get dirt? And if so, is he asking a foreign entity? That may be a scandal because that's illegal.
Well, he asked, and I want to be very careful when I say this because I know Russia is such a
right. It's Russia, a hot potato stuff.
Russia yeah. meddled in the election. They did an investigation. Trump wasn't involved in anything that Russia did. But in 2016, he did say into a microphone, looking into a camera, Russia, if you have the emails from Hillary, you know, give them to
Release
me.
Release them, yeah.
Trump believes that that it's okay to do that. He calls it oppositional research, and he's not asking anybody in America for dirt on Biden. He's asking another country.
And so if that country actually meddles with the election, then that's illegal.
But they're not changing people's votes. They're giving Trump dirt.
Right.
I don't think that's ethical for an American to ask another country for dirt on a fellow American.
We've
but
never
that's
heard this.
Politics.
We've never heard this
I
before.
I guess that's politics in this day and age.
I mean, do we ever hear Bill Clinton, you know, ask, you know, Russia or the Soviet Union to get dirt on somebody? I've never heard of this.
We know that people have always been looking for dirt on politicians.
Right. Inside the United States.
It stays here.
Right.
Okay. Is it a scandal? Not yet. Is it a big deal? Not yet, but it's worth looking at. You're listening to the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 4.
In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense.
All right. President Donald Trump is sending troops, American troops, to Saudi Arabia. We know, we know what happened at the oil fields. They were bombed, I guess, by what they think is an Iranian drone.
Mm-hmm.
What are our troops going to do in Saudi Arabia?
That's a great question.
Are they going to guard the fields?
Right. Is this for support? Is it to guard? Is it to send a message? Go down your road for a minute, though.
Okay. Well, mine is a conspiracy road. And when earlier today we got a ton more information about what we talked about in Big Story 3, Trump talking to the Ukrainian president, trying to get dirt on Joe Biden. An hour later, we hear troops are being sent to Saudi Arabia. So there's either one of two roads you go down. One, we need troops in Saudi Arabia. We need to help the Saudis protect their oil so American gas prices don't go up. The other road you can go down is Trump doesn't like what he's hearing with what everybody's talking about with the Ukraine and Joe Biden and all that stuff. So he's putting out a big story to get rid of what could become a scandal in Trump, Ukraine, and Biden.
To support your theory, this press conference has been described as hastily made. It came out of a meeting.
The person you just heard there was Mark Esper, defense secretary.
Yes.
So, okay, he's the one.
This was announced after a hastily called press conference
right
after a meeting earlier today.
Never know.
The general of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff could not give an exact number because, again, this could totally be a reaction to get the Biden-Ukraine thing off the table.
And who has done that in the past?
Well, we
not
know
just
that
Republicans. Bill Clinton
did it during the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
And what did he bomb?
He bombed an empty aspirin factory
correct
in like Afghanistan
yeah
to get the news cycle off of Monica Lewinsky and onto that.
That's it for the Big Four at 4.
The Big Four at 4 with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at 4 delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, I'm calling this the best story of the year in Arizona so far. Why did a Glendale police officer drive a 94-year-old World War II vet 2,000 miles from Phoenix to Florida? You'll hear it next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Every once in a while, we like these kind of stories, and we love sharing these kind of stories. It all started when a 94-year-old man's son, who lived out of state, called the Glendale Police Department for a welfare check. Now, it's never a good thing when your family member has to call for a welfare check, but this has a happy ending. A man, a proud World War II veteran, was determined to drive across the United States to get into his new assisted living facility in Florida.
Yeah.
He was going to do it by himself.
Amazing. He's 94 and he wanted to do it. There was a call that went out from the man's kids in Florida to Glendale Police, and Glendale Sergeant Jeff Turney showed up. Joining us now is Glendale Sergeant Jeff Turney. Hey, Sergeant, how are you today?
Doing great. How about you guys?
We're going to tell this story. You're going to help tell the story. I think you're awesome. How did this whole thing start?
Well, it actually, Officer Gladden, he was the one that actually initially made contact with Howard and realized that he was going to go whether we wanted him to or not. Mm. And then he called me. I'm one of the patrol supervisors out there, knowing that I do a lot of things with veterans, and I was a vet myself, so I was asked to come down and help him try to talk this gentleman out of not taking that trip. And as soon as I saw him, I realized we weren't going to be able to talk him out of it. He had already bought a trailer and was packing things ready to go.
And you told him what?
I knew I had the next few days off. My days off are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I had to be back Saturday morning at 5 in the morning, and I told him if we could leave tonight or early in the morning, I had time to make it back to go to work. So
you drove him 2,000 miles.
Yeah, so you drove him to Florida.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, why?
Right.
Why? I mean, if somebody came to me and said, hey, I'm going to drive, why did you say, okay, let me figure this out right now, and I'll take
you? Why'd you do it?
Yeah.
There's a few reasons. First of all, it was just the right thing to do. Secondly, I knew that if that was my family member and then they were going to take that kind of a trip and nobody stepped up to help them, I would really be disappointed. And if I couldn't do it, I would hope somebody else would. And third, I've been out there on the streets when we run into individuals coming through our city that were confused and lost. And it took me almost 8 hours one night to find where a guy was staying in a hotel after he got lost. And I knew that he would end up in somebody else's city lost or worse.
You said that his family members called. You've got a job. You've got a family. We're talking to a man, a sergeant of the Glendale Police Department, Jeff Turney, a retired Air Force member, who drove a 94-year-old World War II vet across the country for his new house. Where's his family? How come his family didn't come out? Or why didn't you say, hey, wait till somebody else can drive you?
Well, once I decided to take him, I actually contacted his family, and he's 94, and they're all 70s. So.
Oh, okay. So you're the young guy. You're the young guy driving him out.
Hey, yeah, I was the young guy.
Sergeant, tell us about the car ride. You know, you're a veteran. He's a veteran of World War II. What did you guys talk about? What was it, 4 days you said you were in the car?
4 days. Once we got out of Phoenix, because we got stuck in traffic, we couldn't get out in time, so we got stuck in their morning traffic there. And once we got out of town, 60 was packed up. That's where he wanted to go. He had a plan all the way across the country of how he wanted to do it.
Wow.
We had to get down to Tucson, which put extra minutes on. And so we talked about the 25 extra minutes we were driving to Tucson to go down I-10. And then I looked at him and said, hey, Howard, we got a few days together. I'd like to hear about your history. I mean, you've got 94 years of amazing history and seen things that nobody else has seen that I would love to hear about. And he says, well, Jeff, my first memory is sitting on my mom's lap at 3 and a half.
Oh, he started at 3 years
wow.
old.
Wow.
I love that. And then he went through the next 90 years?
He did, 94 years of Howard, and we were on the other side of Pensacola with about 4 hours left, and he actually looked over to me and says, Jeff, I think I'm done.
That's my entire life story.
We're chatting with Glendale Sergeant Jeff Turney, who drove a 94-year-old man who was a stranger to him, right? A World War II veteran, Howard Benson, from Glendale, I guess, all the way to Florida, because Howard had a new assisted living, and he was going to drive across the country. So, Sergeant Turney, the one story, maybe the one thing that stuck with you when he told you something, you knew you were going to remember that moment for the rest of your life. What is that?
I think the biggest thing that I learned from Howard was the way he treated people. He had a personality that just sucked you right in. And he told me that, Jeff, start every conversation you have with a compliment. And you cannot go wrong. And I watched him do that the whole way across the country. Everywhere we went in, if we were getting something to eat or we were stopping for the night, he would walk in and the receptionist, he would look at them and it was a female. He'd say, your hair looks lovely tonight. And that would start the tone of the conversation right there. And I never heard him say a bad thing about anyone. And everyone he met was just kind of pulled into that personality. And I'm sure he's had quite a life I just wanted to learn.
Yeah, you're really lucky.
Why do you say that?
No doubt.
Most old people I know are cranky. They don't have good stories.
Jeez.
Or they always say, well, you whippersnappers don't know what it's like to fill in the blank. You had an incredible experience. Was there any time, did you come home and say, I'm packing my bag, I got to leave, I'll be back in 5 days?
What are you going to do?
Right.
My family's used to it. I chair the Military Affairs Committee for the city of Glendale, the Chamber of Commerce over here, and we help a lot of veterans out here that need assistance. And whenever I find someone, I spend a lot of days when my wife's at work and my son's at school, so we go out and help veterans. And I got a lot of friends that jump right in beside me and help them right along with me. So there's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of awesome things. I'm just one of many out there that does the right thing.
Everybody listening in the Valley, everybody who's listening in the Valley, it's not every day you get to hear a real-life hero on the radio. And that, my friends, is Glendale Sergeant Jeff Turney. What you did for a 94-year-old World War II veteran, I don't think I have words. You went above and beyond. I mean, it's been an honor to have you on the air.
And thanks for your service, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. It was an honor to do it, actually. Every minute I spent with them was an honor.
It's our honor. Thanks for joining us. That's awesome. Boy, you don't get a story like that. That's the best story I've heard all year in Arizona.
Do you believe him?
You think he faked taking a 94-year-old?
I think the 94-year-old fell asleep and didn't wake up for a couple days.
Do you think the 94-year-old drove while the sergeant slept?
Would you let
that's what it
the
was?
94-year-old
drive? No, I would not.
Of course you would.
Of course not.
No, not at all.
No. Amazing story. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next. Thousands are hitting the streets in Phoenix and all over the world to take part in, are you ready? Global climate strike. It's a protest to bring awareness to climate change. We're gonna talk about and actually confess our climate change sin that we are actually proud of.
Yeah, we're going to turn it on its
side.
We're going
to turn it on its side next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up, we've got the 5 o'clock KTAR News expansion. Becky Lynn has 15 minutes of commercial-free nonstop news, traffic, and weather.
And boy, did we get busy in the past 2 hours, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot coming
out
news. Of Washington. There's a lot coming out with President Trump. Now we've got troops going to Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. so we're going to tackle a lot of that in the 5 o'clock hour. Did you see how thousands have hit the streets in Phoenix and all over the world? There's this global climate strike.
Did you see that kids in New York were allowed to miss school? They could skip school to go to this thing?
It's terrible.
It is. It's un-American.
It really
is.
Go
to school.
That's right. Go to school. We,
Well, what they want you to do is they want you to confess your sins about how you actually harm the environment. So why don't we take a page from that and confess our sins? Let's go around the room.
But we're proud of our sins.
And turn it on its ear yeah. and say, yeah, we're doing this, but we're okay with it and proud of it.
What is your climate change sin that you are proud of? You're doing something against the environment, and you're totally okay with it. You want to go first?
Sure.
Go ahead. Would you like some musical accompaniment? Do you like a musical accompaniment? Some music under? I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have any. I looked for some Pitbull, and I could not find any.
What about the organ music? Like we're in church.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, come on.
All right. What is your climate change sin that you are proud of? Mac Watson.
I bought a truck. And I didn't buy any truck. I bought a truck that is 8-cylinder.
Gas guzzler.
I bought an 8-cylinder gas guzzling.
It's awesome.
Older truck. It's not new. It's not battery powered. It's not, I don't plug it in at the end of the day. I have to fill this bad boy up and I love it.
Drill, baby, drill.
And I love it. I love the low, you know, at a light, you're at a light and you're
and you're polluting everything around you.
I'm not blowing oil or smoke out of the back.
Ah.
But. I love the fact that when I hit that gas, you hear that low, like I'm a dragon or something. I'm a dinosaur coming right out of the ground.
It's fantastic.
I love it. Look out, Prius. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just run over that? I'm sorry. Smart car, Mike.
Scientists are saying climate change is putting our food supply in jeopardy.
That's what they say.
Let's see. Here's my climate change sin that I'm proud of. There are two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The first one's pretty obvious. They talk about it all the time. Straws. I am hoarding straws. I've got a closet upstairs, and I am just hoarding plastic straws. I love it. The other thing is, I just realized, Lloyd Banks told me this, we use 500 sheets of paper a day for this show.
That's what he says. Now, can we? Is that true?
I guess it is true. That's what I got. That's what I found.
Do we know that as an absolute certifiable metaphysical truth that we go through a ream of paper a day?
That's about it.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, Becky Lynn, do you have one? Quickly,
I hoard light bulbs.
You mean the ones you're not supposed to use?
Yes,
the incandescent, not the little pigtail ones.
Yes,
really.
I don't like the new ones.
I don't
I know
either.
I know they're supposed to be cheaper, but they make my head hurt. I don't like the light they cast.
I don't either.
Can't stand them. But I think that might be getting overturned.
Okay.
I did read something about that. Apparently, the president doesn't like them either.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
Pablo, what is your climate change
When it's cold,
sin?
During no burn days, I have a nice big fire in the backyard. Lots of black smoke.
Wait a minute! Why are you doing that? You could be fined.
Lloyd Banks, what is yours?
Hello, gentlemen. The climate change sin that I am most proud of, I like the nice 4-ply teepee. I remember years ago, there was those stories one square each time. I know. Yeah, a little weird. No, not me. When
Hurry
I'm
up.
Having like a... upset stomach, like a bad stomach flare. I am a one roll a day guy. That's my climate
change. The music has ended.
Yeah. Okay, Lloyd, beat it. 5 o'clock KTAR News expansion, thank God, is next.